Hi, this is a dictation for Cynthia Oliver, CYNTHIA OLIVER, date of service is 2/27/2025. Date of birth is 7/13/1959. Date of accident is 9/25/2024. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. Initially, she was involved in a accident. And she collided into a car that suddenly appeared in front of her from a parking structure, leading to almost like a head-on collision for her and rear-ending accident for the other car. Impact caused her severe headaches with the dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, loss of concentration. And she was also started having pain syndrome affecting her neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders. And the pain was shooting to both arms, affecting left thumb, as well as both legs, all the way affecting fourth and fifth toe. And most of the numbness, tingling was on lateral side of the legs. She was experiencing weakness of the arms, as well as difficulty in lifting the right shoulder beyond 90 degrees, which was throbbing. But the left shoulder was not bad. She could lift up to 160 degrees without pain. Now she reports her pain is improving, and the shoulder pain in both sides is only 4. And actually, the left shoulder pain is much better. The right shoulder is 4, and she can do up to 120 degrees of abduction at this time. And she's undergoing physical therapy. Neck pain, especially to the right side, is reported to be 5, and it's a little bit tightness and difficulty in moving the neck, and stiffness of the neck is present due to the muscle spasm. She has a lot of pain in the left hip, and right hip is also painful, but it is 3 or 4. Pain in the lower back is reported to be 6 to 7, with radiation to both sides of the eyes. And she's working at DMC Hospital as a nursing professional for mentally ill patient, which is a challenging work, and she's unable to carry on because it's a very engaging work. Sometimes she has to lift and support these people. Currently, she is doing chiropractic treatment 3 times per week. She sleeps 4 hours and she walks up to a block. She can sit up to 1 hour and she can stand up to half an hour. The pain levels are between 4 to 8, while ADL are affected 6. 40 to 50% relief is reported by the patient so far with the current treatment, which includes medications. Kindly review the records for the ADLs for system review. According to our headaches are present they are severe, 8 to 9. They distort the vision for her, along with dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance. Please review for additional issues, as well as compliance plan and substance abuse. In the physical examination, the blood pressure remains 110 over 67, pulse 80, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of 1/30/2025. Dictation number is 0223-023. And the plan is to continue the medication, Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Xanax 0.5 mg PRN for anxiety, and Lyrica for 50 milligrams twice a day. For pain relief, theory sets are provided for headache relief to be used PRN. Tetracycline lotion is provided for the topical pain relief. Physical therapy continues 2 times a week for the affected area, which is neck and lower back, both shoulders and both knees, both hips, along with patients advised to have massage, heat, infrared heat, laser heat, chiropractic treatment, shockwave therapy. She continues to remain disabled as she cannot conduct her job duties, housework replacement, and transportation has been offered. She also was advised to get an MRI of the brain with NeuroQuant and SWI to rule out any issues with the TBI. Otherwise, patient is stable, so this means in 30 days' time. Thank you.